Hello and welcome to another episode of FutureWise. I'm your host, Keerthana Tiwari. Of late, we've been covering a lot of topics related to how students can cope with exams and admissions into colleges during the pandemic. Today, Money Control's M. Saraswati and I will be discussing how college courses will begin and what are the things that newly admitted students should be doing. Hi, Saraswati. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Keith.
Saraswati, how will the new semesters at colleges be held?
So what we come to understand is that the new semesters, will begin from November onwards, because a lot of the colleges and other higher education institutes have lost out a lot of time because of the coronavirus lockdown. There will be a lot more emphasis given on, completing the portion on time so that the students don't have to get the process extended. But this time, what we come to understand is that there will be a mix of an online and offline module, wherein probably for, your laboratory experiments or for lab-related work and practicals, you will be required to come to the institute. And you will come in batches of, say, 5 or 10, depending on who you're grouped with, while the rest of the academic portion will be completed online.
Right. And do students have to pay the full fees for the courses?
Right now, both India as well as internationally, there has been a decision taken that there will not be any reduction in fees, whether the classes are held online or offline. So even reputed institutes like Harvard have clarified on multiple occasions that there will not be any fee cut or any reduction just because classes are moved online. So their justification is that the academic rigor and the academic inputs that is given in by faculty is exactly the same as you would see in a physical classroom. And since the class timings are also exactly similar as you would have otherwise, there is no question of a fee cut. Now, what has happened is that students across India have asked for a 25 to 30% fee cut. And several such cases have also been filed at the high courts of the respective states and the cities. Now, state governments, of course, have requested the institutes to not hike fees or give some concession to the students, but it is unlikely that it will be offered on a wider scale.
Saraswati, this definitely seems like a big dilemma, because colleges will also need the money to, for their use. But at the same time, will students be given any other options, like, for example, an EMI option or any other options like that?
Yes, Keerthana, as you rightly pointed out, institutes have said that while on one hand, electricity and probably some part of administrative and infrastructure costs and water costs have cut down because students don't have to physically report to the campus and they have to only come in for the practical sessions, which probably is once or twice a week, there is definitely a cost saving. But on the other hand, they also have to incur additional cost because the digital infrastructure is being set up for teachers at their respective houses, and they'll have to get the connectivity sorted. And students also need to have seamless connectivity with the professors during the live lectures. So, your Wi-Fi dongles or laptops and other things are being provided to the teachers, which comes in at additional costs. And also IT backup, which was something that institutes never had. That is one particular team or the IT backup and IT support staff is something that institutes are having to recruit. So this is another cost which they are incurring. So at this point, institutes, of course, will not be able to provide any concession. What we understand is that some sort of EMI facilities are being worked out, where, say, if a student was to pay fees for 2 semesters or 6 months at a time, they would be required to only pay for 1 month or 3 months, depending on their economic conditions. But we need to clarify that it is not that the fees will be waived off. It is just that the student can pay it a little later when their economic situation improves. Institutes, on one hand, want to be considerate to the students, but on the other hand, also cannot let go of the fee completely. On an average, if you see an undergraduate, course could cost anywhere between 1 to 3 lakhs per annum to as high as 10 lakhs. Of course, some institutes, say reputed IITs or IIMs, may not give such options to all students and may only do it for those below the poverty line. For the rest of the students, there could be some flexibility given as far as the EMI payments are concerned, there will be some flexibility that will be given as far as the semester fee payment is concerned. So instead of paying for 6 to 12 months at one go, you may be required to pay only for 1 to 3 months. And of course, you know, other expenses like maintenance and other things could be reduced.
Right. Hopefully, there would be more options for students, like you explained. Coming to the technology part of it, how should students be prepared for that? Because it's going to be a huge change for them from going to, you know, physical studies to online, right?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, there have been a lot of glitches that have been faced. You know, students have also appealed to the government to kind of help as far as the technology is concerned, because most of us, there is, you know, India is not like the West where everyone owns a laptop or a personal device. And there is probably in most houses, it would probably be at most one computer or one laptop, which is shared between, say, two or three members of the house, would have your office work to do. Maybe there would be children who would be studying. There again would be students who would want to attend your university lectures. So at this point, you know, colleges have not made any provisions to probably provide the smartphones and other facilities to students. Now we're seeing a lot more crowdfunding initiatives being put up online through online platforms where students are trying to raise funds to buy laptops or buy smartphones, because that is the only way they can ensure academic continuity. At the end of the day, even if whether you have a laptop or not, or whether you have a smartphone or not, your college or your institute will not be responsible if you miss out on, you know, important lectures. At this point, there is no provision for students to probably go to some of the common, say, common service centers wherein there is internet facility, where there are computers, to kind of get that facility onwards and make use of it to attend online lectures. So it is becoming extremely difficult for a lot of students, especially below a certain economic status, to, you know, able to afford to attend your online lectures. Smartphone connectivity, while smartphone penetration in India is very good, is about 90%. But still, we know that connectivity is an issue across the country, and internet expenses are also not that cheap. And if you have to attend online lectures, say between 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day, that does, you know, add up to a lot of costs on a monthly basis. So that is something students kind of look for some concessions. But at this point, the central government has not announced any such schemes, but we are awaiting more details on that.
Right. And speaking about the softwares that are being used to connect with students, is there like anything common? So mostly we know that everyone has been using Zoom these days. Hmm. Apart from that, are there any common softwares that are being used?
So right now, apart from Zoom, of course, Google has gone a big way on the classroom bit. So Google is being used in a big way across schools as well as colleges to kind of do these collaborative lectures with students across the country, because even after the lockdown, there are students who have not been able to come back to the city where the institute is located. So probably someone could be in Kanyakumari, someone could be in Kashmir, someone could be in Gujarat. It becomes, you know, very difficult to connect all of them on a single platform. And you know, Zoom, of course, has been there for some time, and it's more prominently being preferred for one-on-one sessions. But we're also hearing that Google and Microsoft Teams use such other tools that are being used in a big way. Now, after the few such you know, privacy-related allegations that had come in across all these video collaboration or video platforms, now a lot more second factor sort of authentication and user ID password is being mandated across all institutes to ensure that no unauthorized person enters the classroom or creates any disturbance during the live lectures.
Right. And Saraswati, finally, are there any initiatives from the government to help college students in any way financially or otherwise?
So right now, the government has, as part of this Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan, they've said that there is this Swayam Prabha platform under the Human Resource Development Ministry, which is now the Education Ministry. So the government has announced that there will be 12 more channels under this platform, wherein this will be totally dedicated to education. So this will be across school and college and other topics. So there will be certain hours that will be fixed every day for education. And depending on which course you're enrolled in, these will be free-to-air channels which you can watch on television. So this is another option for students who probably do not have any connectivity or no internet connectivity at home, and also cannot afford smartphones or laptops. Apart from this, the government is saying that they will also have also tied up with DTH operators like Tata Sky and Airtel, wherein educational content is also aired on a daily basis across these D2H services. On the other hand, the textbooks are also being slowly converted to online through the QR codes. So students who don't have access to textbooks because all these educational stores have been shut can also access this on the Diksha platform, which is an internet-based platform. And there will also be this e-Pathshala, which is being developed on a larger scale by the government. But apart from that, there is no such technological assistance that is being given. But one thing probably which we come to understand the government is working on is to help students access the common service centers, which are, you know, more than 1 lakh common service centers, which have access to computer and internet across the country. Some students would be given access to these common service centers where they could attend online classes. That would be a benefit.
Right, that sounds like a good initiative, and we'll see in the coming months what all other arrangements that colleges and governments can do for students. Thank you so much, Saraswati, for all those details.
Thank you, Peter.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of FutureWise. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.